Okay, we are in, we're just finishing Sif Dalet. Again, the Simen Aleph, the big picture of it is that Simen Aleph is about the dinim that were done bizman hazeh, meaning that we're Bezdin has authority at least, where people subject themselves to the authority of Bezdin. The Bezdin is done, again, we said only things that fulfill two conditions. The davar ashchiach, and that's not a knas, that you don't pay more than the actual damage. Those are the two conditions. And in the first sifim, we went through numerous examples. The basic bottom line is that when a person does damage, that appears to be shchiach. A person who damages somebody else's item, that's common, or even steals is common. And that would dam bizman hazeh. By behemoth, only a behemoth that does shem regular shchiach and not keren. And more importantly, knas would not dam bizman hazeh, because we don't have a bezen shel smuchim. And even if we did, we don't give smicha chutzlaret, so we're not dam. Last week we learned siv dalet that dina de garmi we are dan. Garmi indirectly causing. Now, each example of garmi may not be shchiach, but overall, the dina de garmi, the fact that people indirectly cause damage to others, is shchiach. And last week it was really a little complicated. I tried to go through what constitutes garmi. A grama is pater b'dina yadam. An indirect cause is typically pater. Garmi is chayiv. I mentioned that there are three shitas in the Paiskim. The Rosh that says a garmi is when it's bari hazeka, it's definitely going to be mazik, and the act is done to the davar hanizik, it's done directly, and it's vadeh going to cause hazik. The Rambam, which is much easier, he said the rule of any gromaneth kavanasi lahazik is garmi. That's all, it depends. If your kavana is to be mazik, then you chayiv. If it wasn't your kavana, then you pater. And the third sheet, there was the Ritzvah and the Shach that said all grumas are pater, except the one specifically mentioned in Shas. There's no common thread in the ones in Shas. He shows in Arichus that the Rambam is not mochach in the Gemara. The Shach's rule doesn't fit. And that was his shita. The one thing that was certain is Hoitzi Eitzois Apiv is Garmi. Meaning, if you order something and they spend money shipping it to you, and you decide to return it, the shipping charges you're liable for. You're liable for shipping charges. Today, when you order things on Amazon or any online place where they sort of guarantee that you can return it. If you're not happy, you certainly could do that. However, people who deliberately order with the plan of turning around and sending it back, so the Hoitzi Eitzois Apiv, they're chayiv for. The fact that money was spent on shipping, that's a garmi. You're causing indirectly somebody to spend money on you. And if it was your intention, it's kavanas lahazik, even like the Rambam, good. If that's part of their policy, I guess it's okay. It's not part of the policy. You're not allowed to deliberately cause damage. Okay, if you did it to an akum, so adam amazik is chayiv by an akum, but it's no worse than havkas alvasai. Once you owe it to them, the Chazainish writes that it's no worse than havkas alvasai. If you owe them money, then atavei you, you're not mechuyiv to give it to them. Well, you're certainly not allowed to do it.
Shouldn't grumble automatically be chayiv as well? But
Milos b'sidei shemayim. Well, the grama even in time of Chazal was only chayv b'sidei shemayim.
Yeah, but there's a machloek in Garmi. The one she's passing Garmi is a bigger chiddush than grama. She's passing grama should also be chayv b'sidei shemayim.
But only chayv b'sidei shemayim.
No, I'm saying it shouldn't be anymore b'sidei shemayim. Should be the other one as well.
No, because grama even mikur hadin, even when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai, grama was pata b'dinei adam. Indirect cause is not included in the Makkah Behem Yishalmenu.
I understand, but that was before the Pesach was given at the Grom. I'm talking about Garmi, from the Shulchan Aruch perspective. Once the Shulchan Aruch passes Garmi, shouldn't it be Kavachayim that you're Chayim as Grom?
But it can't be more Chayim than in the time Smicha existed. Nowadays, the maximum we could be Chayim is as much as it was when Smicha existed. We can't be Chayim more than that. So we can't be mechayev more. Today we have no smicha; it's less. So when we pass in garmi eschayev, it can revert back to the original rule of smuchim, but it can't be more than the original rule of smuchim. I don't think. So, okay. So this is the, I guess, until we was zeichet to get to the rules of garmi and shulchan aruch directly. This is the sort of the takeaway of the rules here. The Ramah. There is somebody Yeshiva Shatira in Bava Kama is that every bar is Patar and Kalim. Every bar should be a grama and chayiv alti, either grama or garmi. In other words, if somebody goes, digs a bar in the street, and somebody, a car comes and gets wrecked in the bar. So the person who dug the bar is Potter, because bar sharva v'layadam chamar v'lay kalim. A bar is Potter on kalim. It's gzeres hakasav. It's not a svara that gzeres kasav bar is Potter on kalim. So the question becomes: okay, bar is Potter on kalim, but let's say somebody dug it kavanase lahazik. So the Rambam is garmi. Why isn't every bar automatically chayiv als garmi? Maybe it is when it's kavanas elahazik. And then eish also, every eish, it's an indirect cause. So the stiflam of a kama has a piece. What he basically does, he goes through all the three shitas to show why it's pater. The question is a good question. Now,
since the zayas kosis, so why garmi? Garmi, why should garmi be different?
The Gzeres HaKosev isn't like a get out of jail free card, a putter card. It's just a bar. The parsha bar is not said by Kalim. So it's as if there'd be no parsha bar. There'd be no parsha bar, and you dug a bar, then you'd be chayav al grama. Yeah, at least let's see the shemayim you'd be chayav. Well, according to the Rambam, maybe the Gzeres HaKosev is. Well, it's not Kavanas Elahazik, but Kavanas Elahazik should be, perhaps.
Why is like Bavach Haref HaKayim? I mean, generally, Barim are not Kayim, I can make a Kenyan. I tell you I'm going to give you money, I'm not Kayim. But why is this different? Why is this
different? Hitzoy Sapiv, you mean? So that's, usually words are not Kayim. Hitzoy Sapiv is, because it's a Garmi. If you order, like I said last week, you order custom-made items, that's how you say it's Sapiv. As soon as he spends the money based on what you say. We find similar things when you hire a worker, for example, you promise him work. So Tchilas Malach is a Kenyan. If you hire a worker, or you say, I changed my mind, it was only words. But Tchilas Malach is a Kenyan. Or renting an apartment, Tchilas living there is a Kenyan. It obligates. So Haytzei Sapiv, the moment he's Maitzei Eitzais, Al Piv, you're causing the expenditure of money. It's a garmi. Garmi apparently doesn't need a mice.
If you hire a worker, he comes to you and says, I don't need you, you have to pay for his transportation because he came to you, Al-Piv.
Well, if you hire a worker, the Gemara talks about transportation. It's interesting. The Gemara says if you hire a worker and you're paying him by the hour. So if I quote correctly, the Gemara says, is transportation to work your potter? And it's transportation home, when I say potter, I mean it's not included in the hours of work. And transportation home is, I think that's what it says. But that depends on the stum das of people in any society at any given time. It's whether it's included.
Rebbe, is Kinyan Oduye part of Hotzah?
Kinodisa.
Kinodisa
is that when somebody goes to Bezdin and he makes the statement in Bezdin, that's a Kinyan. Kinodisa, I think I mentioned once, I think it's only mentioned one place in Shas, in Hazav. I'm not sure if it's mentioned elsewhere. I'm not a Bucky in Shas, just I learned it in Hazav, and every time I come to Odisa, it says Bepeisam Perak Hazav. But the Odisa is a Kenyan that if you say something in Bezdin, even if we all know it's not true, but at the time you said it in Bezdin, you said it in a way that would obligate yourself. That's called a Kinyan Odisa. If you show you made a mistake, it's not so. But if the assumption is that you deliberately were made in Bezdin, you owe someone money, that creates a chayvus of money. That creates
an asra of truth, the Bezdin?
No. No, because if factually it's not true, if I did Odisa to pay you money, you know it's not true, and I know it's not true, so the fact we send Bezdin doesn't turn it true. It's not that it's true. It's that Odisa is a sort of Kenyan.
Okay.
It's Adam Amazik. It's a Garmi. Garmi is a Adam Amazik. If you tell someone to spend money apiv, then you're chayiv because. I mean, you're not a mazik. You didn't damage him. You just have to reimburse him. But it's if you refuse to, it's a form. It's a form of a mazik.
The case where you said about renting an apartment, somebody says I'm going to rent it, but then he changed his mind. It's also a headache. Yes, you wouldn't even say you rented somebody else.
So that may be so, but I'm not sure if words. Without a Kenyan, or more than a grama, I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure there. If words themselves, I'm not sure what the din is. I don't remember. All right, the Ramah brings one more case, which I had read in the past. Edim she in Siftala, Edim sheidu Edim sheker v'huzmu. Edim that said Edim and they were muzam. V'etziu mamin al p'em. And they were, so to speak, successful in quotation marks. They're, in other words, they cheated someone. They said, Eidus, that Reuven owes Shimon money, and Bezdin Paskal, like they said, V'yeshul Mahadr. And later the truth comes out, because they're Eidim Amazim them, V'yeshul Mahadr, and the damage is done, the person, Bezdin forced Reuven to pay Shimon, and Shimon skipped town. So we're down to witnesses or mechayiv them to pay because why is it here? Apparently, it's a type of garmi. You caused Bezdin to make a payment, and he made the payment, and the person skipped town with the money. So now, normally, you'd take the money back because the money was paid improperly, but then you're mechayiv and. So the in Smat Tesayin he explains, it says huzmu, to say huchishu, they were contradicted, because if two witnesses contradict two witnesses, that's trey. We don't know who to believe. But huzmu, it's exeris akasim, we believe the second witnesses, and that's the case here in Halacha. So this seems to be, as far as Asif is concerned, a simple enough thing, rule. The question here is why you don't say Kabbalah Bidramine? When they say false Eidus, the Chayiv Allah, the Chayiv Malkus, and saying false testimony. If you look in the Nesivis, the Biurim, on the first column, halfway down, there's Ois Gimel, Eidim Sheidu Sheker, Ein Lahakshay, so B'nei Malkus Ninu. The Chayiv Malkus for false testimony, but Malkus Paitam Itashlumin. Anybody that's Chayiv Malkus doesn't pay. See here the Kasha. Two people go to Bezdin, they say false testimony that Reuven owes Shimon money. And Bezdin made Reuven pay Shimon. And now they're Huzmu, so they're really Chayiv Malkus. Now we don't give Malkus today, but he's assuming that Chayiv Malkus Shaygigin are also nifteru midei demeyim, even though they don't get the malchus, since they're over on malchus. Vada minim b'ksuvus esh perik elunaris, the suga kamalinei, b'feirish ripsa teire edem zaymila teshlumin. The Torah says, even though kamalei d'rabim, they usually give malchus in that moment. But the edim zaymimin, the pasuk says, asisa laikash azam lasis la'achim. B'feirish ripsa teire. The Torah says, if you can do kash azamam, then kamalei excludes malchus, and you give only a mamin. I think Rameya and the Mishnah argue, says you do both. The Chumash say, normal kabbalah v'diram, you put the famam and you give malchus. Zaymimin b'feir shib satayra le'tashlumin. You give tashlumin and not malchus. So that would be the answer to this Ramah. Over here too. Zeh dafka b'man shechayu mikay kashazama. That's money that shechayu al the parasha of kashazama ma'aseh la'achim. But Mashayin can hear of a moment to hocha. Here it's al garmi. Lama kashazama mu. Al makaratid de garmi. So a malchus patron. So it's a kasha, he's asking the kasha, he says, ain't lahaksha, he'll say a teretz. But the kasha is a great kasha. The kasha is, we know kasha zama v'lay kasha asa. Once the edim are, so to speak, successful in getting bezin to carry out the punishment, then there's no parsha of kasha zama l'asis lo'achiv, because it's kasha asa. So here the Ramah means, astina de garmi, that's why it's here. So if you have astina de garmi, it should revert back to the basic rule of come live to Rami now. You chayv malchus, you put it for mamim. Sounds like a great kasha on the Ramah. Why are you paying? So, if you owe the person money, you owed him the money before you did the lav. But if on Shabbos somebody does damage in a way that he's chayiv misa, so, or even the karbachatas, so he's not mechuyev to pay, because kablei derab mineh, he's chayiv on malchus. When my son Moshe was bar mitzvah, I took him to Rechai Kanievsky for a bracha. So when I was leaving, his grandson said, Rav, you don't have any shilas to ask Reb Chaim? You come with no shilas? Like, I thought you're not supposed to bother him. So I went in and he gave him a bracha. And so he said, no shilas? So I asked him a couple of shilas. So one thing I asked him is whether Bizman Azeh, if someone's mazik me on Shabbos, whether I could be tevei amamin from him. And the example I gave him is if someone breaks, if somebody's is playing ball in the yard on Shabbos and he breaks a window. So could the person whose window is broken be tevei on Shabbos? So Reb Chaim Gedarka, he first went into a tangent about somebody else, but then he said, there's no kamlei b'dirab minei on mekalkel. When you break a window, you're mekalkel on Shabbos. He said, there's no kamlei b'dirab minei by mekalkel, because it's not really a malacha. I said, okay, let's say a Friday Yid is driving a car and pushes the gears. So that's not mekalkel. But unfortunately, drives right into my parked car on Shabbos. So can I be teveya? It should be kamlei d'ramine. So he said an achinami. It's kamlei d'ramine. I can't be mechay. I can't tell the person he's chay that I have to pay. I guess if my insurance does it, maybe I'll get off the hook. But we say kamlei d'ramine today too. So the question is, same thing by this Ramah. The Edom said, hey, this is say kamalei d'ramine. He's saying ein lahaksha, because he'll say a teretz. But that's the kasha. That why when Edom are, so to speak, successful in making someone pay, and then they're caught with the zaymimin, so you say kamalei d'ramine.
Rabbi, is jail time the equivalent of malchus?
No, the Torah is never mechayev jail time. The Torah is not mechayev jail time, but the din were allowed, had the prerogative, like Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mekashish into jail, but it's not a punishment in the Torah. I tell him, get the death penalty first. Yeah, okay. Alright, so that's what I was asking him. Today, I don't know if you're aware, we don't give death penalty today. It's not in America. Get a ruling. Here? Okay. Not for Chil Shabbos. Okay. So watch his teretz. Listen to his teretz. He answers. He said, "Ain lahakshus." Look, Hashemidi. Listen to his teretz. The ha ain chayav and gam kein tashlum mekasher zamem. Ubamakei mumchin gam kein mamayna mishalim. V'loy laki. Lekam. I have to read it right. The ha ain chayav and gam kein tashlum mekasher zamem. Here. These eidim achayv teshumen as garmi, but also as kashazama. Uvamakei mumchin gam kei mamayna mishalim v'loy laki leka malchus klal harashus biyadeinu gam kein lodein mamayn acher. I'm not sure how to read those words, but he says b'zeh mochik edas taisvus to be mamayn l'shea kashazama l'kashasa. What he's saying is this, that taisvus shita makis is that Hashazama like Hashasa is only on something you can't take back, like Misa or Malkus, but on Mamin, Eidim Zaymim in Kashazamam, even if they're Mechayiv, because Mamin, Mamayna Hadri, the Mamin goes back. The Rashi has explained that Bezim was a Mechayiv because he was Potter. So the money that was given was Gigamvetigelt, it wasn't Tashlumindikigelt, because he didn't owe the money. So the point is, by Mamin, there's Kashazamam. Even Vikashasa. So Mamela Zakhtin the Sivis, there's no Kamlai. Why? Because even Bizman Azeh, when you become Zaynimin, you chayiv to pay for two reasons. You chayiv to pay Kashazamam, you chayiv to pay as Garmi also. But you chayiv to pay as Kashazamam. You want to say Kamlai pathes you from the Garmi, but it doesn't path you from the Kashazamam. And Kashazamam is even Bizman Azeh, it would apply today also. So, like Hashemidi, hechiyavim gam kei tashluvi b'kashazama. They're also chayiv to pay b'zman hazeh as kashazama. Ubavakei mumchin gam kei mamayna mishalim. And even to be mumchin, so they pay as kashazama and als garmi. And still, mayna mishalim v'loy laki, lekom malchus klal, I think what he's saying is that even though it's Malkus and Mamin together, when you have a Bezin Shel Mumchin, they can make him pay out Kashazamam and Patim for Malkus. So Mamin will be Patim for Malkus. So the Garmi, once he's Patim for Malkus, so the Garmi doesn't kick in. I think that's what he's saying. But the Chiddush, he's saying like from here that that we don't say kashazama like kashasa by mammon. He's passing like that taisus. All right, not a well-known taisus, but that's taisus shita. You don't say it by mammon, and that's how the Nesidus explains. It's a knas, so we can't do it. But it's funny, we can't do kashazama, but since be'etzem kashazama would override Malkus, that's what he seems to say. I'm not sure. It doesn't stem with the sma. The sma, yes. Why are you saying kashazama huzmu? Why don't you say hochishu? Hochishu, you don't believe him that says huzmu. According to Sivis, it has to be a case of zaymim, and otherwise it's coming to Ramine. The sma's kasha wouldn't start.
And the question
that's how the question
is. And the court case that they were in Jerusalem, they paid money to Bezin for that. No, he forced them to go to Bezin and they had to pay money to Bezin for the course of
Right. Oh, you mean Askar, Askar Grama?
Yes.
Okay, but it's not to a Kashazam. I'm just saying in general. No, it would be chayav as karmi. Why would it be
chayav? That would be chayav as karmi.
If you cause them shalaika din, then you'd be
chayav. So in this case, it would be chayav.
But there's no kamei d'ramine there. You mean that's kamei d'ramine? Yeah, but there are no zaymim in there. There's no. Okay. Okay, let's move on to Sifei. All right. In the Mechaber here, there are two chidushim. And the second is the biggest chiddush, but let's go in order. Even though nowadays all our dayanim are einam smuchim beretz Yisrael, einam makvik knasis, and we don't collect things that are labeled knas, still midnadnoi say achiyafayis lebaldinoi. We still put pressure on the person. Midnadn literally means to put in chayrim, but achiyafayis lebaldinoi. The bezdin pressures him to pay anyway. But kimish yitin loy shir haroi loy matirin loy bein despais baldin loy bein loy. Now, what Bezdin still tries to do, even in a case where the Bezdin doesn't pass him this man as there, Bezdin still tries to make a, make the person pay some type of payment, it's something akin to a pshara. They know that if it would be business or smuch, he'd have to pay the full amount. So even though they're not mechayim the full amount, they try to do some type of a payment. Shach yud dalid, about 10 lines from the bottom on the left side. Minad noisai, anudavka gabi chayvelu kiyetzabai. Well, he says that we're only talking about things like chayvel b'chaveray. We say chayvel b'chaveray, so we're not gaveya, nezek, and sar, bizman hazeh. So still, we try to get him to pay. But not, she'im b'y shumbam and yaiser, that he's not paying more than the damage. It's not like kefil, which is mam and yaiser. Shum demloi kein, if we're not going to do that, kol echad yachpul v'yazet l'chaveray. If bezek can't be mechayiv you, so people will be chayvel amazik. So the shach is saying this rule applies to something like chayvel. Avol loy mishum kefil daladehei. But don't think that Bezdin today tries to pressure a person for kefil for daladehei. That's not what this shulchan aruch is talking about. Even though the language of shulchan aruch seems to be it applies to knasais, the shach says no. See, even when Bezdin today tries to pressure the people, or the people say they want Lasis Yidei Shemayim, they tell them, pay the Chavala, but not, he says, not Alvei. And who's he quoting? He says it in the name of the Sma. V'chei Pasuk HaSma, Sivkot Yud Aleph, he's referring to a Sma back by Chavel B'Chaveiroi in Sivbeis, where the Sma said this, that B'Sma Nazer, we tried, Ramah said it, and the Sma explained, we try to make him pay what he's Chayim, but we don't do kefil. So this is the psak of the shach, and in the name of the sma, confusing because he's right, sma yod aleph said it, but the sma here, sounds different. The sma yod zayin, which is the first wide line in the sma, again, the question is, does mechaba mean even kefil bezman hazeh? It sounded like heels, kefils included. If you look in Smay Yud Zayin, Kijin Liyid Noi Shir Roy Le Matir Eloi. The first part is easy. Koloshan HaMechaber Kenu Loshan HaRambam. Soif Perikei Disenhedrin. Kosovoid. He's saying, the Mechaber is from the Rambam. The Rambam is Zelashayne. Matir Eloi Bein Nispayis Baldinai Bein Loi Nispayis. Neket Srichan Lagiakan. So we have it in parentheses in our Shulchan Aruch, Bein Nispayis Baldinai, Bein Loi Nispayis. It doesn't say Haggah there. It's just added. The Sma says that it belongs here. That it belongs here also. Okay, Tzrichel LaHagia Kan. I guess the printer listened to him. He said, you have to Magia it here, that it should say it, but Dibri HaMechaber. Now, Masha Kosa Shin Shihar Roi Loi, Nira Eina Rotsa Loi Mekol Dimei Diskei Davka, Elikarev Loi Sishir. Everything was sort of pshara. That's the minig in the yeshivas. I don't know why the Rif says minig a yeshivas. It should be minig habat edinim, but that's what he says. Udrisha chati shekain das harif ayin sham. It's interesting. They bring a raya from the Rif. The Rif and Kedushin brings the halachas of Shein V'ayin. That Eved Kanani goes through with Shein V'ayin. Even though Shein V'ayin is a knas. Now we're not Dan Bizman Hazeh. The Rif doesn't bring Hilchos Hillel B'Shichah. The Rambam brings everything. The Rif doesn't bring everything. It brings the rules of Shem V'Ayin. So bring a raya from there that we try to be done Shem V'Ayin B'Zman HaZeh. We can't be Mechayiv, but the Ikar Adin, we would be done Shem V'Ayin. V'Asa HaShtasi Shapi Hitzchuloi Damatirin Loi Afilu Loi Nispayis Baldinai Pirish Avshar Reitz Alitin Kol Demei Niskai V'Asa Shavanami D'Gesim V'Kosav Zelu Shainai Chedim Tofas HaNizik Eimitzim B'Yadim. We'll learn that in a minute. Even if he's typhus the full amount, he could. The gam yeshloimer after the period there. The chlama sharoi lethal the kamer or gam ken kefil dalad vehe. Gam ken aim mitzim miyadai. So what does he mean? He says that nowadays, that sounds like the shach, that you don't take dalad v'hei. So it doesn't mean you don't take the full dalad v'hei, you take part of it, or the kefil. It sounds like itaka means that you don't take dalad v'hei at all. Okay, so it is the way the shach said. Shach Yudalad said this, that even though Bezdin today tries to do, we don't do dalad v'hei and kefil. Okay, that's good. Now, the chiddush is this next piece. Excuse me? If you want to give me a gift, you can give me a gift. Bezin doesn't obligate that. Okay. It's his option. If a person wants to do it, he could do it. My father was Michael, his chai, right before he died, he told me he has a list of people who owe him money. He says, Michael, everybody, except if someone's rich. He told me one person there is wealthy, and the rest of them is Michael. So during Shiva, somebody, one of my father's neighbors, he's a Rebbe in the yeshiva, he came over to me and says, you know, I owe your father money. So I told him my father was Michael. So he said to me, I want to pay anyway. I said, look, if you want to give me a gift, I'm not in the madrig of Sayyidina Matan Azir, you can give me a gift. But I can't take it if you think you're paying my father's chayiv, because Mechila ain't Sarah Kinyan. If you're Michael somebody, Shulchan says, we're going to have it soon, Mechila ain't Sarah Kinyan, Mechila is chah by itself.
It's
so,
though,
what?
It's not to pay after
no. Someone's Michael B'Leif Shalem, so there's no chayiv. You should pay me out tzedakah.
Yeah.
I should give it to tzedakah. So that's a mistake. When you tell people, sometimes people find an Aveda, and he says, okay, should I give it to Tzedakah? The words don't make sense. Either you're mechuyev to return it, or it's yours. Giving Tzedakah doesn't change the halacha. A lot of times people feel funny, maybe keeping it, they want to give it to Tzedakah. But giving Tzedakah, either the halacha is he owes the money, or he doesn't. We have to tell him, you do owe the money, you don't owe the money. Saying give it to Tzedakah is not a... My father was Michael. It's Nimchal. I have no options. But giving tzedakah, telling him to give tzedakah is a mistake. Yeah, I'm implying that he's obligated to.
Why is tzedakah in your day on kosher mishpat?
That has a lot to do with this discussion. Now, the answer is that tzedakah is a yerdeya dekadin. It's not a kosher mishpat. I mean, it's a person. We're not kaifin al tzedakah. That's a tekana seir. It's not schar betzida. The bottom line is what? If the nizik wants to give dalad v'hei, so that's what we're going to talk now. If he grabs kefil and dalad v'hei. Okay, so that's what's coming now. What I meant to say is, this is the complication here. Is kefil, do we look at kefil that you stole? You chayev kefil. Now, if you're going to go to Bezin be Maida, Maida Knas Pater. But is pshat that anybody who steals is chayev kefil under the circumstances that constitute kefil? So you chayev kefil. So then, if I grab, it could work. What do we say? No, a person potter from kefil. If a knas, if there's a chayev a knas, he chayev a knas. If a person parks by a fire hydrant and he doesn't get a ticket, we don't say, well, he really owes $100 to $150, but they don't know about it. We don't say that by a knas. If the knas came, then the knas came. If it didn't come, it didn't come. The question here is, what about kefil? So, let's on Shulchan Aruch first, before I go sidetracked. Look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Im tofas, the bottom line. Im tofas ha-nizik, shia masharoi loy litol, im etzi im yada. Tfisa, if someone grabs, whatever it is that he would, if it was a bezer shel smuchin, they would paskin. Im etzi im yada, you don't take out of a sin. Now, what is this referring to? Let's look, I guess, Shach Tazayin, always the easier place to look. Shach Tazayin, Eimei Tzia Miyadai, Afilu Haida, Kaidim Shatafas. What happens if the person was Maida, Maida Maknas Pater? The person was Maida before the Tfisa, Mahani Tfisa, Shadabzanazelo, Mifter Baida Asai. Maida b'knas is only part of your maida in a bezdin. If you maida in front of witnesses, there's no dim maida b'knas potter. So nowadays you're not potter yada. I feel like bo'edim. Even if no witnesses came, you just maida you stole. You ready chayiv? Can't cause a vator b'shem rabbanu. Kedvar sasam lekamon shemim ches. Can't cause a smayot ches. So he says that if you maida you potter. Exception: shomer shetoy tainis ganiv. What's my ganav? So he says like this. A regular ganav who steals is chayiv kefil, and even if there are no witnesses, he's be'etzem chayiv kefil, and tfisa works. The exception, when marba from gezeres hakosev, a shomer who's tayin is ganav, if you give me something to watch, and the person lies, he says it was stolen from me, he's a shevechinam, so he's pater, he says it was stolen from me. So since the halacha is, if he's mechuyav b'shvua, if he swears falsely and we catch him, he pays kefil. So there, that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Because nowadays, we're not mashbiyah people. We don't have a bezman that's mashbiyah. But every other kefil, tfisa helps. That's what it says here in the Shulchan. So he's saying, it's not only if you have edim. If he was maida, then he does not then commit edim. And that's what this man, the Shah, both. What? So he's saying, Maida b'knas potter is when you Maida in Bezdin. We don't have a Bezdin for Maida b'knas potter. But we do. It's Chiddush. I'll tell you where this is. This, it bothered me all the years. When we learn Ksubis, this is Rav Naftali in Ksubis, one of the, it's a famous, the name of Naftali is Binyan Dine Knossos. Naftali has rewritten the Siman of our change. But it's Binyan Dine Knossos. It's somewhere at the end. And Rav Tolli says, it doesn't even discuss it. He just says, you're not chayav a knas until Bezda paskins a knas. Something akin to my marshal with a parking ticket. You're not chayav. If you park by a fire hydrant, you don't owe money. If they give you a ticket, you're going to owe the money. If they don't give you a ticket, it's not, the knas is not an automatic obligation. If the knas comes, the knas comes. The Shulchan Aruch is saying not that way. This Shulchan Aruch is saying, Yechayev kefil be'etzem, tfisa helps. And since tfisa helps, Yechayev be'etzem. Now we're going to see there's a ktsais on this. But certainly, the majority of Paiskim, Nemon, the Shach and the Sma and the Nesivis, Nemon, that a knas is a chi is an obligation be'etzem. It's something that you're truly obligated. So whether you have to pay Lotz Yishmai, we'll have to discuss. But the fee of exists that tfisa helps.
If the person go himself and say, I want to pay, I feel that I have to pay.
If a person voluntarily plays knas, so according to this, he's not giving a gift, he's giving something that he's really chayim. That's what it comes out from this. Now, the Ktsais is gonna disagree with this, and Rav Tolli gave this shiur, he was obviously talking like the Ktsais, which we'll see shortly. But this is the basic, the din here is a simple din. The cases in which they're going to be, there are three ksaisim on this line and a half. All three, the ksais has reasons to patter a person that tfisa shouldn't help in various cases. But the Shulchan Aruch says, and the ksais for the most part is arguing with the shach and the sma, the pashtus is that it works. There's one case in Gemara that's sort of a thorn in the side of this halacha, which the ksais repeatedly comes back to. That's the story of Perek Meruba of Rabbi Gamliel and Tevi Avdai. So it's a complicated Gemara. I don't say it over correctly. The Gemara there has a shaila. If you made the beknas, ma'acha kachbo eidim. If you made the beknas, you putter. And then eidim come. Do we say made the beknas putter if there are no witnesses? Or do we say even if there are witnesses? So Gemara brings a story. Rabbi Gamliel met Rabbi Yeshua in the street. And he told, he was happy. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, who seemed to always be at each other a little bit in Shas. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what's going on? So Gamliel says, I knocked out the tooth of Tevi. I'm always mitzvah, I want to free him. Tevi was his Eved, it was a Talmud Chacham. And he says in the Mishnah Sukkah, don't you see Tevi Avdi? He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows Avadim Apatim in a Sukkah. So he's sleeping under the bed in the Sukkah. You know, he knows about a pussy sleeping under the bed in the sukkah. So the question, why is he sleeping in the sukkah at all? He said he wanted to listen to the Talmidei Chacham, he's talking the very Torah. So he slept under the bed. That's who Tevi was. So Gamliel says, it's wonderful, I knocked out his tooth. And he's gonna go free. So Yeshua tells him that you're a Maidev Knas. You can't free him. So the Gemara says, so Tzaraya Maidin Hasakach Ba'oedim is the Gemara says that Tzaraya Maidin Hasakach Ba'oedim. So the Gemara answers that he was being Maidin Chutz Lebezdin. His Zaydah was Chutz Lebezdin. Since Zaydah was Chutz Lebezdin, it doesn't count as Maidin Hasakach Ba'oedim. That's what it says in the Gemara. The question is, if and again, Lamaisi didn't have Edim, so he wasn't able to free him. So the kasha is, why isn't Tevi Typhus himself? We say about an Evaknani that he's considered grabbing onto himself. The Gemara says it by an Evaknani who's owned by a Gershem or Yarshim. A Gershem has no Yarshim, dies. David becomes Hefker. He's Typhus himself. He sort of grabs himself. He becomes free from the obligation to work. So, and it's automatic unless at the time he's freed, he's working for someone.
Yeah.
But there's no rabbi. The rabbi died. Well, when the rabbi is alive, you're right. But when the rabbi, so here, it might have, if you're going to say like the Shulchan Aruch that she sells by a knas, so why didn't this Ketzaisis Kasha? Why didn't Tevi grab himself? He grab himself and it'll be automatically putter. And grabbing Tfisa helps. It's a very striking Kasha. Doesn't see what? But if the Adain is in a matziv where. Okay, let's see what they say. We're gonna talk about it. You mean maybe Tevi wanted? That's what I want to say. Tevi wanted him. It doesn't seem that he's mitzara kol yomav to free him, and he wants to be an eved. You know, he could be free, and he could do it. He could pour up Gamliel's cup of wine anyway. Okay, so let's see. As I said right away, there are a number of ketzais in here. Let's see. It's vav zayin and ches. So. So which one to start with first? Let's start with Vav. First. So Vav is all the way on the bottom, on the first side that we started today. The bottom line all the way at the end. The first thing he goes on is the shach I read to you, and that is the following question: Bizmana zeh, If there are no witnesses, he stole. We'll talk about careful. There are zero witnesses. Tevi also were no witnesses. There are zero witnesses. So does Tfisa help? Well, Pasha Tfisa won't help. You're going to grab from me, I'll deny I stole. No, the case is where he's Maida, he stole. He's an honest man. He says, I'm Maida, I'm doing tshuva, I stole. So now, but there are no witnesses. Is there a chi of knas? So, picking up the size there, Oisvav, Emetzi Amiyadai, Hashach, Zelashain Hashach, Afilo Ahayda Kaidim Shatafas, Mani Tfisa. Even if it was my dad helps. Mishum de Bizman Azeh, turning over the page. Like Nifta Baidasai. Bizman Azeh, we don't have a Bezn of Smuchin. You're not part of by being Maida. Afilo Loibo Eidim, Kekosava Torva Rabban, Kekosava Sma. So they're all saying, he's going to argue with all of them, right? The Torah, the Ramban, the Sma, the Shach, all say, like you're standing like Pesach Shtei Asifim. His Haidah is not a Haidah to patter him, but his Haidah is a Haidah to Kamei Eidim that Tfisa helps. Vayin Darkei Moshe, Shekos Zeh L'Shaynei. So he says that Binyamin Zev is one of the early Tshuva Sfarim. It's quoted often by the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Binyamin Zev said, "Because I'm a Beis Mashma, I've opened the loy mikri. I don't have a Beis. The Bizman has the lifter in Boei the Machakach. Even though when you made today's Batei Dinim, you're not made the Beknas Bater. But Kabakay, Beloy Edim Einoy Chayiv Al Piyatz May Beknas. Kabashmois Tzas Loshar Raidet Ramban Deploy Pligel Shaboei the Machakach. Avloy Edim Mashal Lekuli Amapater." So the Beis Yosef quotes the Binyamin Zev not like everybody, and he says a Haidah today is not mechayiv you. Miu nirez of the Darkei Moshe ain't lechalei. Esher Rabban chayli pachulin v'mtafas loy mafkina akan l'shem. That's the Darkei Moshe. But if the Darkei Moshe nira loy pshita loy hachmilsa the yachayiv b'lo yaidim v'lekasi abalashin efsher v'lekasma mishach the pshita lu the fil loy bo eidim chayiv. Okay, now he's going to ask from Tevi Avdai. Before he asks, let's get clear. The Shach and Sma say, if someone's Maida, it's enough that the other person could grab. Even if there are zero witnesses, if I'm Maida, if someone's Maida, you stole, you can grab Kefil. Presumably, if someone's Maida, you knocked out the tooth, you can grab the Eved goes free. The Kashali Tuva. A different Sma of Shach, B'lei Edim Chayiv, Mahad Park Mevur Rubel Lemani Yama Maida Beknas Kafo Eidim Pata B'Maisa Durem Gamliel Shikvar Ein Lecha Eidus. Rabbi Yeshua told him, "You're not going free. Ein Lecha Eidus." Habo Eidim Acha Kachayiv. The Gemara wants to prove Maida Beknas Kafo Eidim Yechayiv. Umishani. The Gemara answers, "Shani Rabbi Gamliel the Chutz LeBezdin Hava." Rabbi Gamliel was not a Maida Beknas. He was Chutz LeBezdin. The e neighbor, the hechad alay mahani yadase lifter, hayu chayim v'lo yaidim. If you're going to say when it's not maida beknas pater, but it's enough to be mechayim v'lo yaidim that tfisa helps, shon doidas ba'din kamei yaidim. That's what the Shach and Sma said. Kein hecha amalei shikfar ein lecha yaidim. Hoidas Rab Gamliel haba b'makim yaidim, maida beknas lay haba, kivin shayda chos lebezim. So he's matmiya on the Sma and the Shach, that's saying that tfisa helps. Bizman Azeh when you're Maida. Tfisa helps Bizman Azeh. He's saying, why didn't it help Tevi Avdai? That's the Kasha. Then he says he saw the Shach and Yeridaya, who's Seisa Mishnasa Shoshana Khan. So, the Seis is Matchik to explain the Shach and Sma. What he answers is the following. Really, that looks like the Shach and Sma. Grabbing helps. And Eved is different. It's Chav Lachrini. Has a Chav Lachrini. The Gemara says sometimes the Eved is happy with a Shivcha. He wants to be stay married to a Shivcha. Now Tevi, well, that wasn't the case. But the Haidas Baldin Kamei Edim doesn't apply when it's Chav Lachrini. So the Shach says, Efshir, we can be Mechalik, that really the Shach is my right. And by Tevi, it's different. It's Chav Lachrini. The Sivis is Matmiya. It's a machlekes remain the Chachamim, the Gemara. if he could be zaycha shtar shichur for an eved. Rameya says it's a chayiv because avdo bef kered yichale is happy to marry to be with a shivcha. But we pass it a chachamim. That's a schus. It's a schus for an eved to go free, even though he's also b'shivcha, but the benefit outweighs the negative. So Mesivis is matmiya on the shacht. Of course, the problem with that is that it brings back the problem of Tevi Avdai. Why didn't he grab himself?
It's supposed for the eved to go free, but it's an iser for the master to free him, isn't it?
It's an iser to free him. It is an iser to free him. But here, where he was maida that he knocked out his tooth, he mimele goes free. Shas says chavlachrini, this the Sivis doesn't like it. So it's a shtaka kasha. The Sivis says the teretz that haydas badei kamei ha'edim is only for dinei mamin and not for dinei iser. So the haydas badei kamei ha'edim, you grab kefil, it's all money. By avodim, was the geya to dinei iser as well. You need two witnesses to make him a yid. You want to count for minyan, you're going to count him for minyan for parshas zachar. Yes, parshas zachar. You're going to use him as a witness for a get. It's a get isurim. So that's how the Nesivis resolves the problem from Tevi Avdai. The problem, notwithstanding, that it seems to be an issue. So this is ksais number one. Ksais number two, still on the second side, is Zion. And this is the one that's really sort of a shas ktsais. This is the Rav Naftali. And it's very clear. Zion is the second column on the second side. Im yomer anizik dad v'shulchan arach kan, einem achala pedire krasis mamish, v'shag zeles v'chavolais, v'chamili lo shiach. Bless me chasarankis. Avol, here's the ktsais of shita. And this is, like I say, a shas shayla. Is every ganav really chayiv kefil? Not like the parking by a hydrant example. Be'etzem yachayiv kefil. Just if it doesn't catch you, they're not mechayiv you. If you're made of a knas, you get a p'tor. Or we say, no, knas is only when bezes mechayiv you. The ktsais here says that ha'hevdol mavur. Mama in mamish, afagav d'loy da'ninon le'biz manazeh, kiv d'loy shchiyach. Bless me, chzar and kiss. Nowadays, if you do something that's not shchiach, you do a type of hezek that's not common, like chayil v'chaveiroi and yichayev nezek, you're really mechuyev to pay gazlam who ain't a mishalim. It's just a problem. We don't have batei dinim. So other things, yichayev be'etzem, av a knas mamish loyshayech behudina d'shamaya, but a knas mamish like kefil. It's not shayach dina d'shmaya. G'chol mili d'knosseis ein adova toli rak asher yoshion elihim. Hear what he holds? That you're not chayiv d'knas until bezed machayiv you. V'im ein bezed donan oisoi leishayach udina d'shmayim chinisi b'yushalim. This is the ktsois shita. Not like the Mechaber and the Ramah and this and the Shach and this man. Like everybody. Everybody heals tfisa helps the kefil. And the shach is matmiya. He says it doesn't make sense. Why kefil knas until bezes b'chayiv you? There is no knas. And of course, he brings the ma'aseh d'Rav Gamliel, shupel shein tevi avdai. If it's a chiyah b'etzem, that tevi should just be taifas himself. And shalom Yisrael. What was the whole tumul about it? That's what the ktsais holds. That without the Bezdin, it's not automatic, but it's not like the apparent sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch holds, it's not Shach HaMaskim to it, that Tfisa helps by Knossos, Bezman HaZeh, by Kefil. So it's an issue. This is the Ktsais sheet, as said Rav Toli, most of the Rishivas go with it. Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher defends everybody against Ktsais. He shows that in Shar Zion, he shows that everybody's right. He defends against the Ktsais and Tevi Avdai. I have to remember his defense there, but Al Kapadim, probably the same thing. That's Nageti Surim is different, but But this is the shaila about knasos. Now it's interesting, in yeshiva, when we talk about this, we always talk about, I mean, we do have cases of geneva, unfortunately there are cases, but not often when you can grab kefil. In yeshiva we spoke about the idea when someone steals for a joke from his friend, someone steals something from his roommate or his friend as a joke, that the other guy should go and grab kefil back, and he'll be able to say, look, I'm entitled to kefil. And it once happened, every single other, so you could grab kefil back. So I've said this to people over the years, that it works. It's not clear. There's one thing. Stealing is an issur d'oraisa. The Gemara asks, the Gemara is in Eshech, says, why does it say again, loy tegnoivu in Emor, is it? It says again, loy tegnoivu. So the Gemara answer, now actually, the loy tegnoivu of the Rashi there says, we're not asking from Seres Hadibris, that's Gnevis Nefashis. We're asking, because loy tegnoivu, you can learn out of, the Gemara is an out of, Ainoa and, Ainoa Ribis and Mishkalais, that you don't need a pasik. So Gemara says, like Tignaivu, I feel Gneva Amanas Lamekat. Even if you do it, I'm not to give it back, or I'm not to make a joke, or I'm not to Sham Teshlo Vekeval. Even if you're stealing it just for good intentions or less bad intentions, it's still Asr. So stealing for a joke is still an Isr. So someone showed me after years, I'm saying this this example, someone steals from a joke, grab back Kefal, and like the joke's on you, I can keep the Kefal. There's a Nesivis that says the Riboy of Gedeva, Amanas, Lahazer, doesn't include Kefal. It doesn't. Kefal is only what someone really steals. But not Kefal. There's such a Nesivis, someone showed it to me. So I take it back. You can't if someone steals for a joke, you can't necessarily be Typhus Kefal. But by a real ganiv, a person could be typhus kefil. That's what we learned. Stealing from a cotton is a big problem. He can't be Michael. It's a big problem. People in shul, they steal a lollipop from the cotton. And I once announced years ago that by a cotton, there's Issa Geneva from a cotton, and he can't be Michael. It's a problem. I announced 2 years ago that whoever gives candy to children, it shouldn't be the child's candy. When you're giving out candy to children, it's your candy and you're letting them eat it. Why? Because if the candy gets left in shul, there's no yish. A child can't be miyayish. So candy, if I walk around after that, it's a lollipop, I have to put it away at Shiav Elio. And I'm not really interested in doing it at Shiav Elio. Yeah, okay. The at any rate, but lemaisa, the child, das cheres makna, it helps. When they throw bags and a child gets a bag of candy by an oifruf, he's not kind it, because the halach is a child doesn't have a kinyan. Das cheres makna, if you give a child something, but the people throwing the bags, they don't know which child is going to pick it up, so there's no das cheres makna, because no one has a das makna to this child. So probably the child is not really kind of the bags in the shul. And yes.
Does the pizza have to be by the person that was named them, or could he point someone?
Make a shliach. Yeah. Make a shliach. Usually bechav lachrini, if you pay a shliach. Gemara says bechav lachrini, it helps yad poel ki yad rabbi, but not he can't be zaycha for you.
Pay him a percentage.
Okay. All right.